Welcome everyone to today's 4C conference call on key developments in the first half of 2021, as well as our outlook for 2021. I'm Larissa Schittem, and here on the line with me is our CEO, Jason Loveridge, who will give you his review of the first half of the year. We will open up the call for questions in which Chief Development Officer Frank Herrmann will also take part. I'm sure you've all already seen our press release this morning, and the presentation for this call is also available for download on the website. You can find this in the Investors and Media section under Investor Information, and then Conference Calls and Webcasts. The slides will give you some support for Jason's comments, but you should be able to follow the call even if you don't have them in front of you. Before I hand over to Jason, I would like to give you all a brief reminder. During today's conference call, we may make projections or estimates regarding plans and objectives relating to our future operations, products, services, or future financial results, or assumptions underlying or relating to any such statements, each of which constitutes a forward-looking statement subject to risks and uncertainties, many of which are beyond our control. Actual results could differ materially depending on a number of factors. With those formalities out of the way, I'll now hand over to you, Jason.
Thank you, Larissa, and welcome to the first half 2021 report for 4SC. My name is Jason Loveridge. As you know, I'm the CEO. I will give you a very brief overview of the first half of 2021, given that we actually had our annual general meeting not so long ago, and so the difference in time is not particularly significant. I will make reference to the slide deck that Larissa referred to, and which is available on the website. If I can ask you all to read the second slide, which is the disclaimer in your own time, so that that covers the statements that I'll make on today's call. Starting on slide three of the deck, we provide a summary of the first half of 2021 and the key highlights on the left-hand side, and on the right, a summary of the overall company, which we provide on all quarterly calls. There were a number of key highlights for the first half of 2021, in particular, the continued recruitment into the pivotal RESMAIN study for resminostat in CTCL. At the end of the first half of 2021, we reached the 179th patient enrolled. Our target, as you will remember, is to get to 190 patients in 2021. Secondly, for domatinostat, we completed the enrollment in the DONEME study, which is a neoadjuvant study in the melanoma space. The first part of that study was fully enrolled, and we expect to report data on that at ESMO later this year in September. In the MERCLUNG study, an additional clinical study of domatinostat in Merkel cell carcinoma, 16 patients were enrolled in this study at the end of the first half of 2021. Study aims to recruit 40 patients. Lastly, we concluded a sale of royalty rights held from an earlier transaction with Immunic for a total of just over $17 million. Half of that was provided in cash, half of that was provided in stock. Finally, following the AGM earlier in the year, we completed our reverse share split. You'll note on the right-hand side of the slide the new ordinary share number outstanding of just over 10 million shares. Moving on to slide four in the financial review and outlook. At the end of 30th of June 2021, the company had just over 36 million euros on its balance sheet. The average monthly operational use of cash during the first half of 2021 was 943,000 euros, which was slightly below our forecast range of 1 million-1.5 million euros per month. Finally, those funds currently held on the balance sheet are expected to finance the company well into the fourth quarter of next year, 2022. Come to the final slide of the presentation, the operational summary for the end of the first half of 2021. Most importantly, the enrollment of new patients into all Foresee's active clinical studies recovered well in the first half of 2021 following the coronavirus pandemic in 2020, and we continue to expect recruitment to continue positively for the remainder of 2021. As I stated earlier, in the RESMAIN study, at the end of the first half of the year, 179 patients were enrolled in the study. We expect to reach our target of 190 patients in 2021, currently having 182 patients enrolled in the study at the time of this call. Moving on to domatinostat and to the multiple clinical studies that we have running with this particular compound. Again, as I said earlier, enrollment in DONIMI was completed. We are currently undergoing an expansion of one arm of the study, but we expect to report data from the first part of the study at ESMO in September 2021. We have another neoadjuvant study ongoing, which started from a planning point of view in the first half of 2021, that is Turandot in urothelial carcinoma. And here we expect the first patient to be recruited in the coming third quarter of this year. The other two studies we have running in the Merkel cell carcinoma indication, Merklin-1 in checkpoint inhibitor naive patients, and in Merklin-2 in checkpoint inhibitor relapsed and refractory patients. We have 16 patients currently enrolled in the Merklin-2 study at the end of the first half of 2021. The planning for Merklin-1 has been making very positive progress, and here, as with Turandot, we expect the first patient to be enrolled into the study at the end, sometime during the third quarter of 2021. That brings this very brief overview of the first half of 2021 to a conclusion, and I pass the call back to the operator to see whether there are any questions.
So it appears we have no questions, so I'll hand back to the management team to conclude.
Thanks, Harry. Thanks, everybody, for attending this first half conference call summary for first half of 2021. I wish you all a nice summer and hope to see you back for our Q3 conference call in the coming months. Thanks very much.